This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. PM Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि के तहत 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की राशि हमारे करोड़ों अन्नदाताओं के खातों में भेजी गई है। ये योजना वाकई अद्भुत है। एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है। दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है।
On the second day of his Assam visit, the PM will travel to Silchar today to lay foundation stones and dedicated to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later today, the PM will arrive in Kolkata and inaugurate and lay foundation stones for multiple development projects worth about 18,680 crore rupees. He will launch highway projects of the National Highways Authority of India worth around 16,990 crore, lay foundation stones for key port infrastructure and flag off the Purulia Anand Vihar Terminal Express, improving connectivity across West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and the National Capital Region. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. The Lok Sabha also approved the Appropriation Bill 2026. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fatali said India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary, Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India is self-sufficient in the production of petrol and diesel. She said all refineries are working at 100% capacity and have adequate inventory of crude. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is becoming an attractive destination for investments, manufacturing and capturing global markets. Addressing the NXT Summit 2026 yesterday, Mr. Goyal underlined how the free trade agreements concluded by India in recent years are unlocking new investment avenues, expanding manufacturing opportunities and fostering innovation-led growth. In West Bengal, the first supplementary voter list under special intensive revision is expected next week following a directive from the Supreme Court. Sources in the Election Commission of India said over 60 lakh names were under review in the initial list, with around 15 lakh already resolved. Verification for nearly 35 lakh voters is ongoing and cases not appearing in the supplementary list will be heard by tribunals set up under the Supreme Court's order, the officials added. The Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program has engaged over 1,500 students across multiple educational institutions in the national capital. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports yesterday said the interactive sessions focused on youth participation in nation building and the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. National Testing Agency has released the Advanced Examination City Intimation Slip for candidates appearing in the CUET PG examination 2026. Candidates scheduled on 16, 17, 18, 19, 24, 25 and 27th of this month can download the slip using their login credentials on the NTA website. It clarified that this is only the city intimation slip, while the admit card will be issued later. The registrations for the 6th phase of Yuva Sangam are now open. The Ministry of Education is inviting youth from across India to participate in this initiative under Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The last day to register is 18th of this month. Registration can be done by visiting the website ebsb.aicte-india.org. And that is the end of this news bulletin.